The Greek tale of Orpheus and Eurydice has inspired operas from the beginning of the art form more than 400 years ago. Tonight, the Metropolitan Opera presents the newest version of Eurydice based on Sarah Rule's play with music by Matthew O'Coyne. He also has a new book about opera being published next month. Jeff London reports.
Only 31 years old, Matthew O'Coyne is a pianist, conductor, composer, and writer, and he loves opera, even if he finds it an impossible art form.
I think impossibility is at the core of what opera is and does, because it aims for this union of all the human senses and all art forms, and it fails catastrophically in every moment, you know, in every performance. But that failure, to me, is really touching in its own way.
In his new book titled The Impossible Art, O'Coyne describes his passion for what he calls, quote, the messiest possible human endeavor. One chapter is devoted to adaptations of the Orphic myth, where the divinely talented musician Orpheus goes to the underworld to bring his dead wife Eurydice back to life, with tragic consequences. Several Italian composers used it to create opera in the early 17th century, including Monteverdi.
The myth is essential to the art form because it claims that music can conquer death, but we are always going to screw it up.
As a matter of fact, O'Coyne wrote a piece called The Orphic Moment, which takes place right before Orpheus turns to look at Eurydice, sending her back to the underworld.
It has been
When O'Coyne was commissioned by the Metropolitan Opera to write a new work, he considered expanding that piece. But then he was introduced to Sarah Rule's play Eurydice. Rule says she wrote the play in 2003 to change the story's perspective.
Well, I'd always loved the myth and been drawn to it, and also been drawn to retellings of the myth, but I realized no one had told it from her point of view. Even when operas are titled Eurydice, they don't really tell it from her point of view.
Rule and O'Coyne collaborated on the adaptation set in the present, which adds the character of Eurydice's father, who she meets again in the underworld. After she travels through the River of Forgetfulness, he helps Eurydice recover her memories and language, says O'Coyne.
She goes to the underworld, becomes a total blank slate, and we witness her become herself again. It's an extraordinary shape for a play or an opera. And though the myth is contained within it, I actually think Sarah's up to something very different, and that was a liberation.
Soprano Erin Morley plays the title role. Her big aria is called This Is What It Is to Love an Artist.
It is complicated. Orpheus just takes up so much space. And that's typical of a lot of artists who we may know. And they are so passionate about so many things and so interesting to us, but they're also intolerable life partners.
In this telling, Orpheus is kind of a regular dude with an otherworldly gift. So Sarah Rule says they came up with an unexpected solution.
We added Orpheus's double, and that was Matt's idea. And I think musically it's such a brilliant idea because you get a countertenor paired with a baritone. So you get this idea that music, the immortal side of Orpheus, is really incandescent, a little bit androgynous, out of this world.
Eurydice was initially staged at the LA Opera right before the pandemic. Composer Matthew O'Coyne says now it may speak even more poignantly to audiences.
We don't usually live that close to death. And this past year, a lot of us have had to confront that. And I really hope that this piece is like a portal into engagement with whatever people are dealing with, because this piece lives in the underworld, it lives in the afterlife, and it really asks the question, what would you say to a loved one down there if you could meet them?
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.